KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
UNISA says it views claims of corruption against its acting chief financial officer in a serious light. Recent media reports reveal that a whistleblower wrote to the varsity's manager nearly 2 weeks ago with claims that Reshma Mutara had solicited and received bribes from students. Mutara, who's represented by AfriForum, has denied any wrongdoing. Professor Ramakgwai Magano, UNISA's acting vice principal for institutional development, says an investigation into the allegations is underway. He was briefing the media in Tshwane yesterday.
The relevant departments have been tasked to look into the allegations. Once these departments have concluded their work and advised the university, management will take a decision on the next and appropriate steps to be taken.
Stikkenhoek says plans to close 9 cinemas in the country are partially due to the growth of online video streaming. The movie theatre group is also reviewing several other theatres and will lay off hundreds of employees. The company says attendances at its theatres showed a huge decline. It says this is also the result of a challenging economic environment, load shedding, and the impact of the Hollywood actors and writers strike that delayed the release of content last year. The DA's premier candidate for KZN, Chris Papa, says it's the responsibility of all political leaders to maintain peace and prevent electoral violence as the country prepares for next month's general election.
Even in a competition, we must not forget that whether we are MECs or mayors or leaders of political parties, we have a responsibility to foster a non-racial, free and democratic South Africa.
Pappas was speaking yesterday at the Durban ICC, where political parties signed the ICC's Code of Conduct. Now the police commissioner in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi also called for tolerance ahead of the May 29 polls. And authorities are assessing the condition of infrastructure across the UAE after Dubai experienced its heaviest rains on record. Images this week showed flooded highways and the city's major airport standing in water. Tourists scheduled to fly out of Dubai 2 days ago have been stranded there as the international airport diverted scores of incoming flights. Operations have come to a near standstill as airport staff haven't been able to return to work. Schools will remain closed in Dubai until next week. Meanwhile, residents have described the torrential downpour as horrific. The president's ordered all affected families to be transferred to safe locations. A man in his 70s was killed after he was swept away in his car in Ras Al Khaimah. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees today. Maritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Nitara Nadesan.